No, in Algeria, we have protest movements over the last 33 years or so, and we have anniversaries of protests, such as the protests every year on October 5th that are the anniversary of the movement that brought down the first Algerian regime that was knocked out back in 1988. There's a lot of speculation among observers and in the press that, you know, this is the beginning of the next wave, but an anniversary protest isn't enough. Now, the Hirak never completely ended. It went virtual because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Hirak was just the next national protest wave of the others. And what we will have at some point is probably not a Hirak 2.0, but some other reformulation of a mass popular protest. And we don't know what the trigger will be, and we don't know what the leadership will be, but it will probably be different. COVID-19 cuts both ways. It both suppresses the protest movement, but it also is a cause for whenever it erupts again. And the economy cuts both ways too. In Algeria, like in many other countries, it's often not when things are rough that you have the biggest protests, but when they start to recover and the protesters think they can get more by protesting, it's often at the moment of the turn, not the moment of the depression, because populations can be sympathetic with the regime if the feeling is that the economic downturn isn't entirely the regime's fault. So we just don't know what the trigger will be, but an anniversary is not a trigger.
Algerian government tried to calm the protesters by releasing more than 70 Hirak activists, but resorted later to iron fist practices to suppress the movement. What do you make of that?
That's the policy. Carrots and sticks, co-optation and coercion. These policies sometimes work in concert with each other and sometimes work at cross purposes. But there's always, from the Algerian regime and similar regimes, a mixture of palliatives and aggravators. And in the Algerian case, it goes all the way back to the independence movement of 1954 and how that dealt with the Algerian population through a mixture of co-optation and coercion when the entire population wasn't with them against the French. And it's unlikely to change until this regime goes, and which until it's entirely replaced. There's another aspect of this, which is Tebboune himself is seen by the regime as somewhat unsuccessful, a casting error, that he's not the right man for the right moment. So there is a chance here that the plug will be pulled on Tebboune himself, on the Tebboune presidency, if he continues to be perceived as failing by the regime itself that's behind him. But we're not there yet now. Tebboune is continuing to have enough success to survive. If it takes a significant turn for the worse, then yes, he will be replaced not by the protesters, but by the regime itself.
President Tebboune has been in talks with the heads of political parties during which he discussed the possibility of dissolving the parliament and holding early elections. Would that satisfy the demands of the Hirak movement, which is the departure of the regime, the whole regime with all its components?
Absolutely not. Tebboune is playing the same game with the political parties that he plays with the Hirak movement. It's the same mixture of co-optation and coercion. And that overall strategy is one of divide and conquer. It's a regime strategy, it's an imperial strategy. And that's something the Algerian regime does with a lot of success, you know, over the decades. However, Tebboune can't survive without some sort of network of support or allies in the population. And most autocrats in autocratic systems, this is an oligopolistic system where there isn't one charismatic leader, but a leader named by the regime. And that changes over time. And whoever leads it tries to find allies in the regime and allies in the population. And the political parties are playing the same game. They work with Tebboune to survive, to be relevant, to gain advantages, to extract concessions from the regime on the issues that matter to them. So that's the give and take of politics in autocratic systems. The only thing that will satisfy the Hirak, of course, is a complete regime change where this cadre, this cohort of people running the country are all replaced and the rules of the game change to something that they would view as more democratic with more economic justice and social justice. And that won't be coming from this particular cast of characters.